the Warmaster Podcast, episode 34, with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners. How are you?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday today. What's the date, Paul, sir?
It is the 28th of September. Today's episode is called Evolve or Die.
Yep.
And that's what we've been doing. That's what we've done.
We're evolving.
We're rather than dying, we're evolving.
And at the same time, GW are evolving. But before that, so we've had a short week. Because Thursday to Wednesday, so no bunker to talk about.
No.
No bunker to talk about. And that's a pretty limited amount of wargaming from me. But Paul, as usual, has been filling his boots.
Hang on, you start, Barry, because you played a 14-player modern.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I did. I run a Magic Club on Monday nights. I played modern this week. I played a deck that I kind of homebrewed. So for anybody who knows Magic, it's a Jeskai Ascendancy combo in Modern. And it was good. So I won two games, lost one. So I went 2-1, that's my normal kind of result. And I won four games on turn three, which is a bit...
Oh, that's quick.
Yeah, very quick.
That's quick, yeah.
For a combo deck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it does take an awfully long time to win.
Yeah.
Awfully long time to win. So maybe my opponent was waiting maybe 5... maybe even 10 minutes for me to win.
What, why you were doing the combos?
Yeah, because it's not just a straightforward like two-card combo. Basically, right. You put a land, and then you put a mana dork, who's like some creature that generates mana.
Yeah.
Then turn two, you play a second land, and then you use that three mana to put down something called Jeskai Ascendancy.
Yeah.
And then you use...
What does that do?
Well, I'll explain in a second. So then you use a free spell, like Gitaxian Probe, which you pay life to cast.
Right, yep.
Okay, and that allows... Jeskai Ascendancy to untap your creatures and they get bigger.
Yep.
So you untap your mana dork,
mm-hmm.
and he gets bigger. So he's, instead of being a 0/1, he's a 1/2.
Yep.
And then you have a ton of cards that allow you to draw cards for one mana.
Ah, right.
So all you do is like play a card, draw a card, untap my guy, gets bigger, tap my guy, play a card, draw a card.
How annoying.
Guy gets bigger. But there's also some other interactions where you're kind of discarding cards and stuff.
Yeah.
It was very annoying.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's really consistent. I don't know how, but maybe it'll be too good and it'll get banned. But nobody's playing it, so.
Okay.
In the world.
Well, then you've got your special snowflake-ness.
Yeah, special snowflake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was good. What else has been going on in my world?
We got you have birthday buys.
The builders. Oh, the birthday buys, yeah. So I finished off my Nippon.
Mm-hmm.
Because I bought some Nippon from Magister Millistrom. I was really happy with them.
Yep.
Although, everything's got... I don't know if you know much about Samurai. I only know a little bit. But everything's got back flags. Everything.
That was their... That is
everything,
their, like,
though.
That's their style, isn't it?
Even the Askari. Every model. Every single model. Horse, foot.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they're peasant chof. They've all got these back flags.
Like, you could cut that off.
You could cut it off. But I think it might look a bit messy. The join. But it's a bit, it's a bit old school Space Marine-y with them all having back flags, all of them. I don't mind the odd bit, like captains and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, I think it might be a bit too much.
Yeah.
When there's like
loads.
200 models
and
they've all got back flags.
Mm-hmm.
But I also bought some from Pendraken, but the scale was wrong. So I warn you, if you're ever going to do this, if you're ever going to use alternative manufacturers, just stick to one manufacturer.
Well, we can. I mean, something I've brought along today is because I have had a fixed run of like putting all the models together, and I put together the Pendraken Wood Elf army, like, so I put some units together of it, and they are out of scale compared to the rest of Warmaster. So
maybe we just not looked. Maybe they are 12mm and we just not looked closely enough.
Well, maybe, I don't know, but basically you notice it more with the cavalry models. You can't fit four cavalry models on a base, you can only fit two. So there are no official rule. I mean, there were never official models made for Wood Elves. And this Pendraken like set has enough. You could get most of the army done of types of models of those guys, but they are out of scale. Like, you're gonna have less models on a base than you are gonna have with more traditional GW stuff, you know, 10mm stuff.
Yeah.
Which, if you did it the entire army one range, your army would look okay against itself, but then it would look a little strange when it's up against, like, in the game against other people's armies, because your stuff just is bigger than the opponent.
And it tends not to be noticeable so much on the height. It's more like the width of the
mass
model. The mass just looks too big.
Yeah, so
I mean, the elves look like men because they're just too broad.
Yeah, it was interesting to. I mean, like, I'm glad I picked it up just because I wanted to see if it worked, like what you could do with it. And I might at some point continue to put them together. I quite liked. I think I might do a throwaway order to Eureka just to get some trees, like to do the dryads.
If you can afford the money,
yeah,
for like paying for fighting 15s or going to Australia or getting them from Salute because they'll order and bring them over for you, then Eureka do superb models.
Yeah,
but they're not cheap.
I mean, that obviously Wood Elves is a clear thing for perhaps a little company called Blackgate Miniatures.
Well, no, they do it. They do it. Eureka do Wood Elves.
Eureka do?
Yeah.
This is Pendragon.
No, I know, but I'm saying if you could have afforded the postage or waited till Salute, you can pick up Wood Elves from Eureka.
Yeah, I'll have
I'm 100%
a look.
Sure.
Have a look, yeah.
They're good, Eureka. I like them.
Mm-hmm.
So these Magister Pendragon ones are too big. They're not maybe as big as Calistra, but they are way bigger than the Tet. So they look completely out of scale with all the rest of my army. Because I got them to be Ronin.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to fire them off and get some more Magister Millistrum, which I've ordered as part of my birthday shenanigans. So we got that. What else did I get? I got a DVD, but it's not Wargaming. But it was like
what was the DVD?
Oh, it's called The Killings of Tony Blair.
Oh my god, you're such a Labour supporter.
Such a socialist. It's good though, man. You wouldn't believe how much money that guy put in his pockets after he left office.
Says who?
Exactly. No, it's true. If you look at how his corporate structure is, it's amazing. It's like it's almost like Google levels of hidden tax.
So you're saying, he was a bad man?
He's an avaricious man. I don't know if that makes him bad.
Right.
He will do, like in the same way Sam Allardyce has been caught with his fingers in the till today.
Yeah.
They can't help themselves. The money's just there to take.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's wrong not to take it.
It's wrong not to take it.
So what happened with Tony Blair is over his 15 years, he developed an extensive contacts book, like a black book.
Is that why... Yeah, okay, fair enough. Go on. Yeah.
So it's not like he was doing anything corrupt. He's just like, over his 15 years, he's got to know a lot of people. Yeah,
networking.
Exactly. So now he kind of sells himself off to kind of like a matchmaker. So you need to get into Kosovo. I know the Prime Minister of Kosovo. Let's go out for a drink and sort it out. And so there's like stories in the Telegraph of where him working. He came out one evening to go and facilitate a meeting in the Claridge's Hotel, and he earned $1 million for 1 hour.
Nice.
He walked out of his office into Claridge's, was spent 1 hour, come home, $1 million, and he go like, all right. Fair enough.
But you can't. I mean, like, no one ever said he wasn't. He was not a clever man.
No, he is a clever man.
You've got to be clever to set that up, haven't you? You can't be an idiot and get paid $1 million in 1 hour.
No. So and he's on some kind of retainer for J.P. Morgan for like $3 million a year or $6 million a year. Well,
just that's nothing to him then if he can do it in $1 million in an hour.
No. But that's just like every year he gets $6 million a year from J.P. Morgan just for being a consultant. Basically, he's just part of the greasing of the cogs of the kind of capitalist world.
How the other side lives.
Yeah, so anyway. Mm-hmm. And when you ask him his assets, are all hidden behind shell companies.
Yeah.
And,
of course.
Anyway, enough of that. It's good fun. It's good fun if you want to know how the world really works. And what else did I buy? Oh, I'm going to buy some Guild Ball stuff. I finally give it in.
Okay, so what, you don't own a team right now?
No. So I'm using the paper dolls.
Yeah, so you use... Oh, I see, right, yeah.
And so I'm going to go with Fisherman. Team.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm going to get Matt.
I can give you a free alternative shark in there.
What does he do?
Nothing. He just is a different sculpt.
Shark?
I'll give it to you after the
podcast.
What
does he do?
I think he's one of your players, isn't he?
Yeah, but why is there an alternative? Was it like a promo or an exclusive?
Yeah. It's like something that we were given and we couldn't get... Yeah, you couldn't give away... It's
Matt gave it to him.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, if you want it, I mean, you can't have two of them, can you? I can't.
Have you got Shark then?
Well, yeah, and that starter set I got for the Fisherman, he's in that. Right. It's not really that. I mean, what the hell? It's just an alternative. I mean, if you're going to buy it off Phil anyway, then it doesn't matter.
I like alternatives. It's like special. I'm a special snowflake. So I've got to buy the Matt and all the other shenanigans because I am enjoying the game, and you know, it's good to support brethren.
I have some Guild Ball chat. When I come on to what I've been up to.
It's good to support Sherwin. Yeah. Sherwin's involved now, so. Good for him. Is that it? Oh, my builders are killing me, but it's going to be lovely. But oh my god.
It's going to be worth it.
It's like, you don't realise how much noise affects you. Look. So every day, drilling on, banging and drilling and drilling and banging. They work 8 to 8, just banging and drilling and drilling and banging all day. By like 4 o'clock every day, I'm just vegetabilised. It's painful, sir. Right, so that's me done. It was my birthday last week. I'm some age, more than 21, less than 60.
21 again.
21 times two and a bit.
Yep.
Right, so that's me done. Paul, mm-hmm. what you been up to, fella?
Okay, so, yeah, this is Sean week. We don't have a club night to talk about, sadly, but, you know, that means next time we'd have two. And whatever I do since we last recorded, I had a Sunday. On Sunday, I had a session at Tabletop Nation where we a big group of us went down to play some War Machine. I got three games of War Machine in, and I also got a game of Guild Ball in because one of the play, one, Phil had brought Guild Ball and War Machine, so I play. And I wanted to see what the you know, I said about that tournament, the one in Cambridge,
yeah, the one that Sherwin won,
the one that Sherwin won, the one that I was on the reserve for. Well, a spot opened up, like I found out the last thing of Friday night, and I got officially told Saturday morning there was a spot. But I'd made plans with Hannah, and like since I was going to do this thing on Sunday, I was like, yeah. And by the sounds, it like the tournament went on a long time. Like, well, it sounds like they were still playing at like 7-8 o'clock at night.
Well, he did say that it was like 5 or 6 rounds or something.
Yeah, five rounds.
That's like a lot of rounds.
Yeah,
that's too much for an old man like me.
Well, I mean, it was coupled with the commute as well. That was like having a massive day.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, so I didn't go. So when I played Guild Ball on Sunday, I wanted to see what the team I would have taken, what it was like. So I went for like all the armour I can in Masons and Tefeat to add armour. And to be honest, Phil just didn't attack me that turn when I had the first. I was like, oh, maybe. But it was good.
But it would be even better if you played Alchemist and they just ignore your armour.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. So I played three games of War Machine.
I played against
Dave Ricketts, and who managed to moan about his dice the entire time until he spiked a dice roll and won.
And then he stopped moaning about against Signar.
Yes, and then he stopped moaning about his dice. But that was a good game. I mean, I'm trying. Basically, I was trying a new Haley one list I've written, which is all gun mages.
Haley one.
Yeah, and I was trying this Maddox list again. But straight away, playing Haley one in the first round, I was like, I need to make some changes. Like, I wasn't happy
with
this.
The board.
No. I just like the build was wrong. I needed to make minor changes, okay. And I've ordered that from Element Games. Yeah, I need basically. The gun mage officer just doesn't do anything anymore. It's like the dude is not worth bringing. He's like, because the abilities he gives the gun mages, they just don't really need. So it's like he's.
But they've lost true sight.
Yeah, just, exactly.
I don't know why.
And the Jack marshalling rules, sadly, PP, you've missed. Like, it's not worth Jack marshal. I can't see
you
why.
Get free focus anyway. So
yeah,
why
exactly.
Would
I don't
marshal?
See why you would Jack marshal. And even when he's got abilities, I mean, a generic Jack marshal, I don't see the point. And like, why would you over? Like putting it in
free
your
focus.
Battle group,
yeah.
And when like the dude adds a few abilities, but they're not worth it.
But the risk is too big.
Yeah.
If you take the Jack Marshall off the board, then the Jack's inert.
It's not inert. It's like,
whatever it is, yeah. It's a bag of douche. It's not doing anything, is it?
No. So I was like, I need to take away him and his. I gave him a hunter, and I was like, that needs to go. And I replaced him in putting a sentinel. Basically, I lost the game because if I had a shield guard, I'd have won the game.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need a shield guard in there. Yeah, because you never know when you need one. And I'm putting another gun mage captain because they're FA2.
Yeah,
The solo.
Okay, that's the old game.
Yeah, and also
left me
points interesting to try an interesting Merc solo. So that's what I'm going to do instead. Anyway, and then I played Kevin Bryan. This is all just it worked really well actually because we just all turned up, all started playing at the same time, and we're just then finishing roughly at the same time.
Yeah,
played Kevin Bryan against his Cephalix, and he's a great guy, and it was an interesting list. It was a good game.
So the lists were good? The scenarios were good?
Yeah. I mean,
the game's tight still?
Yeah.
Apart from...
I'm about to come on to the issues. So I had a great game against Kevin Bryan. He won that. My Maddox list, it was like, not so happy about this anymore. Like, I just can't... I don't think her is... Her
She's the new one, the
working.
Battle Box caster.
Yeah, yeah.
I played
the game of Guild Ball against Phil... And that was fine. You know, that was... Phil would have won if he'd scored an open goal. You know, like, but he didn't. And my Masons beat his Union. But I enjoyed that. Like, I was,
so there aren't ways to mitigate that. So he had three dice.
Yeah, yeah. But
to shoot at an open goal.
Yeah.
So he needed three dice. He needed four up.
Yeah.
And he had only one momentum.
Yeah.
So he couldn't buy the bonus time dice or whatever.
No. He'd played for it, but it should still happen quite easily.
Oh, it should happen.
But it did.
But it's at this 87.5%.
So I won, but really Phil should have won. And because I set up quite bad. I mean, it was good, because that was the first game of Guild Ball I've played where I'm like, I knew enough of the rules properly, like, to play it. Like, properly. I didn't have to ask Kevin at all. Like, I knew, I was not saying I was doing everything the best, but, like, I got through the game fine. And I enjoyed that. Yeah, so that was good.
But statistically, it's 1 in 8 chance of him failing that. So
I mean,
it is still something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only just more than 1 in 6.
Well, I enjoyed playing against the Union team. Like, they seemed a fair team. Like,
a fair team.
Yeah, like, so...
You're still on your down on the Butchers?
Well, I don't know. Like, I guess I need to play them again. But,
I fear playing the Butchers. Be honest. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to do it because I don't think I don't think I understand the game until I've played it.
Yeah,
I've played the bogeyman.
Yeah, and also, but then I played Aaron at War Machine, and that was a bit of a non-game, to be honest. He had Wormwood.
Really, it was a scenario that helped Wormwood.
Yeah,
or?
That helped him, and it was just, you know, the game was done in like 30-40 minutes, and played properly as well. I didn't call it quickly. And actually, he realised afterwards he'd played without a heavy on the table. He'd forgot to...
Didn't need it.
Exactly.
Didn't need it.
But it's like, that list...
So he had the things that make trees as well, mannequins and stuff.
Yeah. It was a complete internet build, like the accepted Wormwood list. And it was just no fun. You know, like, it's... And I can't say it was the player, it's the list. You know, it was no fun to play into that because... It just
shuts everything down.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, well, he comes, like, if he has the turn he wants, he, like, comes forward, scores. You know, like, comes forward, feats, scores.
Yeah.
You can't get, or if the only thing you can do to contest is by running your stuff into his threat range.
At walking speed, generally.
Which he can then just maneuver you off. Yeah, like, either displace you or kill you. And you're put down on attrition and scenario. And you don't come back from games like that. You know, like, as in, like, you're not going to win that game because you're losing on two fronts.
Yeah, you're losing on scenario or... And, so the best you could do is be 2-0 down and models down.
Yeah.
Or 3-0 down and relatively intact.
And it's not the fact that, oh, do you have enough Pathfinder? It's the fact that you can't see anything in his army because of the forest rules.
And you've always got to be mindful of the teleporting...
Yeah.
Stalker or whatever they're using now with Gorak. Yeah. And he can still kill you if you get too close.
Yeah, exactly. So it's no good. Like, it's, I mean, essentially, like, it was, well, you, like, you'd have to build, like, a list that was really designed to play that. And, I mean, a simple nerf would be if you cut down, like, made it his Wormwood's command distance instead of his control.
I know what the nerf is. The only thing that ever kept Circle at bay was Legion.
Mm.
And as soon as you took away Isle of Sight from the Legion Beasts, and then they've nerfed the speed of them as well, unfortunately. I'm not even sure they've all got Pathfinder now. Mm. But basically, they nerfed Legion, and that allowed Circle out of the box.
Yeah.
If you said Legion still exists, they still have Isle of Sight, they still have Pathfinder,
all
the speed, you bring your Wormwood out and pop your feet, and I'll just shoot him and kill him anyway.
Yeah.
Because I don't care about any of this.
Yeah, because he's alive because you can't see him.
Yeah. Mm. And there's all these trees in the way and all this and all that. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, and it's so
that change, which they thought was a change for the good of the game,
hasn't
been play tested. The Legion change, and that's allowed this situation to develop.
Well, like, right, I mean, like, right. The thing is, this right now, if you're, I'm a Signar player almost exclusively, and like playing against Circle. Well, if he has Kruger 2 and Wormwood, they're both ridiculously hard lists for Signar. It's like neither of them's a good game because they're so like. It's like they're so strong. Like,
yeah, but you're trying to use a knife in a gunfight.
Well, yeah.
You are.
Oh, yeah.
Because the you should be using Haley to.
Yeah, well, but that's
Kane
to. Exactly, but that's my counterpoint to that. Is that so? The only way, like, basically, what was it said? Like Mark III was supposed to level the playing field they didn't want to end up. They've said that Priority Press, they didn't want to end up with these default lists in every faction. Like, well, they did say that, but I think that I think personally that it's probably impossible to balance everything so well that this is the case. And in Mark III, you are now getting these default lists. Like, I don't, and the sad thing is I just don't want to be competitive. I don't want to have to use Haley 2 and Kane 2 all the time exclusively. You know, like, and that's
the word default lists in Mark 2.
Well, exactly. And now some of these lists have stayed the same, roughly, and some of these have changed.
Yeah.
Wormwood wasn't a thing in Mark 2, he is in Mark 3.
Well, Wormwood wasn't of Castor.
Yeah.
It's Cassius or something.
So, and I just think that's a shame. But what part of me is like, that's a lame. Other side of me is like, well, is it feasible they could have completely balanced? No, probably not. There's so many hundreds of models' interactions. Something's going to be good over others. It's just that I just think that, well, what am I like when I play in an event now? It's going to be like, well, I do want to go through and use all the Signar casters, but I know that if I'm not taking the A star stuff, you know, the best of Signar, I know that I'll lose to the best of one of these net lists that are about.
Well, Signar are good because they're the masters. Yeah. They've dominated.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just like, then you just like I'm saying is I.
Well, you're competing because they're not using random circle lists.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the problem. If they were bringing like I don't know, I can't remember any like Morvana Warn or Kaya
something. I give you an example to this. It's like basically I'm really enjoying with Eric right now the Marvel Miniatures game.
Marvel's Miniatures game.
Now off the back of our last game, I was thinking there, mulling it over what I had, and I was like, oh man, I need to find some better. I've got combos on my guys that aren't being used. I need to look at the model range in the Avengers and find what complements each other. Oh. And I was like, and then I was like, hang on a sec, no, Marvel Miniatures game is not. You know, I don't want to go down that route of trying to pick the best team. It's got to be fun, hasn't it? You know, and it's like, so what I'm going to do is when I go to play a game of Marvel now, I'll have my like painted up Avengers in a, you know, like I brought, and I'll randomly draw the team like until it makes the points level we're playing at, and that's my team, because I don't want to sit there and min max and select out, because otherwise you end up using the same stuff all the time and going for the same combos. Better to like, it's, you know, it'll be more fun if you just take that.
Well, as long as both players approach it in the same way.
Well, yeah, but I will. But we'll see. I mean,
that's always been War Machine's strength and its weakness.
That's how I used to play X-Wing when I was playing X-Wing. Is that I used to just randomly, like casually, when you play casual games of X-Wing, I just randomly pick, like, with the cards, with the, like, pilots until I had the points level. And equipment as well. Just like, okay, I've got this X-Wing or this guy. Because you never... Because the X-Wing game is completely just card... It's just combos.
Yeah.
Like, it's list building. To like that's a game that's been over-released.
Yeah.
You know, like, they've done too much of it. There's too much 360 shooting in it. Okay. Anyway, so, like, keep it... Like, what you've got to realise that. So I know if I go to a War Machine event, I'm like, what am I doing? If, like, yeah, am I taking the best stuff or am I just doing something more fun? Knowing that I can't win.
So, there's talk a little bit, I don't know, I'm sure I'm talking about, on the Press Gang forums, like the hidden bit of the Privateer Press forums, there's talk between the Press Gangers of having systems where you bring three lists, and I say you can't use one as the opponent. I don't know if it'll take off, because it may just lead to more problems. Like, if I'm a new player, I've got to build three lists for a start, or I could just build three of the same kind of list. But it would mean that I'm Signar, I'm saying you're not using Wormwood.
Mm.
You pick one of the other two lists. And they say to you, you're not using Haley 2.
Yeah.
Pick one of the other two lists.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like that, but it's whether you can persuade everybody to do it.
Well, it's your tournament. You say this is what we're doing.
Well, I like that as an idea. It's just, as you know, my counterpoint back is that that last game on Sunday didn't leave me very enthusiastic about tournament play of War Machine.
When I played Eric last, I said, I'm bringing this, don't use Wormwood.
Mm.
Because there's no point.
Yeah.
My list is... I'm trying some Yankee Mercs list. If you put Wormwood in, he's just going to eat it alive.
Yeah.
So I can't get in there. You're just going to pick me apart.
Yeah.
So there's no point.
Yeah.
I have no Pathfinder.
Yeah.
All my stuff's dirt slow. It's got no armour, no defence.
Yeah.
So you've got to say, you've got to have like a social contract.
Yeah.
Like, I'll play you, but I don't want to play Wormwood.
Yeah.
If we're playing tournament practice, then I'll play it.
Yeah.
But if we're just having a friendly game, I don't want to see it.
I mean, that's you know, I guess I'm... The problem is I'm my faction is a faction that is dominated by a couple of casters. Like, they are the accepted best of the faction.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a shame, because...
But every faction is like that, apart from the ones that don't have any.
Yeah, I suppose.
The ones that are really in trouble. Like, goddamn Scorn!
Yeah. Or Crix, I suppose. But,
oh, they've got something, apparently. Yeah. Venice likes, but...
Also, I mean, anyway. As I say, so I've had the point was, what have you been up to? I had that one gaming day then.
Right.
And I've got a really interesting thing tonight. We've got the Adeptus Mechanicus, like, Titan Royal Rumble. 7 people playing in that tonight at the club. It'd be a laugh.
Right. So, one last thing is, I'm playing Harvey, who's our pundit tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to suggest to him that maybe we play without being able to score from casualties.
So say this theory.
Well, it's quite a long-winded theory, but basically my concern for Guild Ball is that it would appear a little bit lopsided that Butchers can win without scoring. So I'm sure other teams can do it, but Butchers can do it.
I won against Phil by not scoring a goal. Yeah, on Sunday.
All right, and yeah. I think Blood Bowl, there isn't the mechanic...
I tried to score a goal.
If we're comparing it to Blood Bowl, there isn't the mechanic where I can be serious men down and still win.
Mm.
I can't imagine... I mean, I'm sure it can be done, but I can't imagine Fisherman being 3 men down, so I've got 3 men on the field against Butchers, and they've got the ball, and I'm getting the ball back and scoring. I can't see it.
Mm.
I'm sure it's possible.
I suppose if you had more players on the pitch to begin with, it would matter less.
Yeah, so if, like in Blood Bowl, there's 11 yeah. players. If I'm 3 men down, I've still got 8.
Plus, in Blood Bowl, even though it might be unlikely, every player could try to do everything, couldn't
they? Well, especially throw an elf.
Yeah, well, they probably could. But, you could still try a dodge with a dwarf lineman.
Yeah, but because I'm playing the beautiful game, right?
Yeah.
So I'm a wood elf. I'll take a lineman into tackle zones, grab the ball, yeah. jump out, pass yeah. the ball. That's perfectly normal for yeah. an elf. I just can't see it in this game yet. And maybe I'm wrong. But my initial gut reaction is what I don't think, for the long-term health of the game, being able to score 2 points per casualty. Maybe it's 1 point per casualty. Maybe that would... Because then you've got to kill me 12 times. You've got to take my team off twice. Or score some goals.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's like that's a massive change.
Which?
Well, what you're proposing that's is right. a massive change to the
Evolve
game.
Evolve or die. That's what it says here.
I know, but that would be a massive change.
Why?
Because that's a
you're
fundamental.
You're already men up. You're already. But it's not that you're losing
that,
the game.
That would be a fundamental Good. Shift in how the Good. Game's played.
So I'm Butchers.
Yeah.
I've already put 3 of your men off.
Yeah.
So I'm 3 men up. Why do I need points for that? I don't need 6 points for taking 3 of your men off. I just put the goal, ball in the goal and
yeah,
win.
Everybody can kick, can't they? Some aren't very good at it, but everybody can kick.
Because what that will do yeah. is that will mean that my 3 men then get a chance at the ball.
Because in Guild Ball, the default pass of like a success is a 4+, isn't it?
Yeah, so
the worst a player is they got 1 dice for kick.
Yeah, 4 up.
So half the time, they score.
Even
and you could boost.
What's his face? Garbage hands. the big
Kraken.
Kraken. Momentum factory. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kraken. He can score with a momentum boost.
Yeah.
He's got like 75% chance of scoring.
Yeah, and that's the worst it can be.
Interesting. So make them score and give me the ball back, rather than just kill my team.
Interesting.
Because yeah. it's still going to be players up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And anyway,
yeah.
Sorry if that offends anybody, any Guild Ball fans out there, but that's my honest opinion after 3 games. So.
Okay.
Onwards and upwards, what have we got? KR sponsorship! Thank you, Mr. KR, for as long as you are Mr. KR.
You are awesome, KR.
For supplying us with your fine merchandise.
This is fine, this KR is very fine.
Kaiser Rushforth. They provide. Sponsorship to us and to our events.
Yes.
And long may it continue.
Hopefully.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right, so what do we do today, Paul?
So, today's game was that we're going to... I have in my hands here the shiny new Winter Roller 2017 beta, which has 3 published scenarios, though we actually, you know, like, the story came to 5.
I think there are 5.
All right.
One of them's a bit underdeveloped.
Yeah, well, that's the point. Okay.
But 4 of them I'm happy with.
Okay, so right then, listeners, that's official. Right now, the Winter Rollers 2017 beta has 5 scenarios
alpha.
In it.
No, it's gone back to alpha now, because one of them's underdeveloped.
Oh, okay, whatever we want to... I give a shit. Right, okay.
It's an alpha.
Right, it's the not-finished article right. has 5 scenarios in it, and we... So we divvied them up, 1 to 5, we rolled off to see which... We brought 2 armies, okay. We rolled off to see what scenario we got, and we played the game.
Right, okay, so the 5 scenarios, for those that don't know, pitch battle.
Pitch battle is number 1.
Out the rule book. Meeting yep. engagement.
Number 2.
Paul's crazy 6 deployment zones.
Yes.
Very good. 3.
Take and hold.
Take and hold with the objectives, final objectives.
Jim's Jim's, well, Jim and ours, isn't it?
Yeah,
Jim's idea.
Jim's, very good, Jim. Number four was Fog on the Tyne.
Fog of War.
Fog on the Tyne, yes. So that was a crazy one. We didn't roll that one today, but basically you have limited line of sight.
We should talk about it.
Go on then, talk about it.
So Fog of War, but it's a regular game, except that you roll a dice for sight at the start of turn one, d6 times 10 centimetres. That is how far any unit can see. And then at the end of each turn, on a 1 or 2, the visibility goes up by 10. 3 to 4, it stays the same. 5 to 6, it increases by 10. Sorry, the other way around. 1 to 2 goes down. 5 to 6 goes up by 10 to a maximum of 10 to a minimum. Or maximum of
60.
60, minimum of 10.
Okay.
Which is quite interesting.
So it's not each player's turn. It's like at the end of the round.
End of a turn.
Any turn?
No, like, we said start of turn.
So your
one.
Turn, my turn.
Yeah,
is
both
a round.
Turn one, aren't they? Yeah.
Round.
Oh, sorry.
Turn, round. In War Machine.
Considering it's a low, it's a small change. It should be. I think it would be at the end of each player's turn.
Okay, so it gets like 12 chances roughly.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fair dinkum.
And the second one, or number five scenario, is called Escape. Which is basically you set up like across the table like a normal deployment, and Ooh. Then the player who lost the scouting role and they place a escort into an escort in brackets into an infantry
basically
cavalry
an
or chariot unit, an objective.
We put an objective in a unit.
In a unit, and that unit defaultly cannot be given an order and moves 20 centimetres each turn because
and
it's guarding this very precious thing.
Right. And it can be brigaded, obviously.
Yes, of course it can.
And it can't be shenanigans with the magic.
You can't move it twice.
Yeah.
You know, it can't be given an order and, like, you cannot increase its movement in any way. Then the player with controlling this escort unit will win if they gets it into the enemy's deployment zone, which, if you consider, is 80 centimetres away. That's going to be 20, 40, 60, 80, 5 turns away if you're going straight forward
five
every
turns.
Turn.
Dead okay? straight.
Dead
five
straight.
Turns.
That is. Well... Didn't have to. You could go a little oblique, because
yeah.
it's 100, you'd move. But you're going to be fifth turn. You're the close because you don't have to move forward, but it moves 20 centimeters. And the opposing player is trying to win by stopping that happening.
So basically, they can the win condition is I either get my objective into the deployment zone and win, or you kill the objective.
Which is
in a unit, and then all the other things still happen. The clock, the general,
which is. Quite interesting, but we haven't played this one yet. The Fog of War one is a very simple rule set, which, you know, it does. I mean, we will play, but doesn't need a lot of looking at because it's so simple.
The only concern I have is that once the sight gets below 20, it affects some of the core mechanics of the game.
A little, but it's affecting both of you.
Well, is it? If you're semi-rolling at the end of each player's
turn. Well, that's something to play.
I think it should be once a round we roll. But it would limit artillery. Mm-hmm. It would certainly limit flyers.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Because, you could move, but you can't charge anything, can you?
Yeah.
You can't see.
So,
I think that would be an interesting one.
Yeah. What am I saying? The escort one needs some play, but right now it's here. Because what we have on Sunday, we're having a session of games. Jim and Alex are coming down. We'll talk about that in a moment, coming up after this day. And we'll stick it into the scenario. There'll be five scenarios to roll for.
So where are they staying, Jim and Alex? Are they going home? They're just coming on.
Let's talk about that after this day's event. Okay, like any other, like so let's finish what we did today.
So we rolled, and I rolled a 2. So we were playing
meeting engagement. Barry chose dwarves. I went for Toon Kings.
Yeah, I had an interesting dwarf build.
Mm-hmm.
So I took 6 warriors, 4 rangers, 2 slayers, 2 cannons, 2 flame cannon, 1 gyrocopter. A general, a hero, runesmith, anvil and a sword. So 17 units and a break of 9 and a massive 11 scout.
So tell us about your list. Why have you chosen that list?
Because I think dwarves need rangers. So I maxed out on rangers. And dwarves like artillery.
So your list changed a bit because it's playing some of these... You could have to play some of these scenarios.
I think it's more that this is the list I would use for dwarves, and I think they'd be better in scenario play than open play.
Yeah, fair enough. I went for Tomb Kings because I have a Tomb King list army that I haven't used against Barry yet. I was looking at, so I was either going to be High Elves or Tomb Kings. So I went for Tomb Kings. I took 8 units of skeletons, 4 bowmen, 2 cavalry, 2 chariots, a carrion, a bone giant, a sphinx, two Skull Chuckers, two Bone Throwers, a Tomb King, who I've got a lovely model as Nagash, and four Leech Priests, and one I stuck a Dragon on. So I scouted with the Carrion and Zombie Dragon and got Scout 6, Breakpoint 12.
Low.
Basically, Vampire Counts, Tomb Kings. I prefer Vampire Counts, I think. But this is my first game playing Tomb Kings.
You prefer the cavalry of Vampire Counts, that's for sure. Yeah. Four Black Knights, that'll do.
Yeah.
Get in there, fellas.
Get in there.
What about the artillery from these fellas, though? Artillery's good.
Yeah, artillery's good. Yeah, like, that's, in my eyes, it's like, I don't know, I just like Vampire Counts.
I think the 130 points on Bone Throwers was a waste of time.
Yeah. Do you mean Skull Chuckers?
No, they're good. Bone Throwers.
Bone Throwers, yeah.
Yeah, remember. What did they do exactly?
Not a lot. Nah, probably not. So, like, you could get another four units of Skeletons.
Or you could have another unit of Carrion or something. That's where I'd be going.
Two units.
I like Carrion.
Maybe some Chariots. No, can't afford them.
So I won the Scout, obviously, with my 11 against your
six.
Mm-hmm. And then I rolled and I had like two, so top left, top middle, bottom right, something like that. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a little dog leg.
Yeah. Barry set his scouts out far forward to push me back, like for my setup. So my army came down roughly equal in parts across
three
my
parts,
three,
yeah, that was
three parts,
right.
Roughly.
Yep. And you had your characters spread equally.
Yep. So and Barry rolled up and he got everything. And this is what made us make a change in the scenario. Yeah. He got everything in one square, bar a character who couldn't actually set up because he has to be 30 centimeters back within 30 centimeters of
a unit. And even if he could, that unit would have been a unit so crazily exposed that if that was my general, would have been bad times.
Yeah. So we made a change saying that if you can't set up a character within distance of a unit, then you've got to re-roll where the character's placed.
Yeah, because I had like a
quarter, if that had been the general, that would have been no game.
Yeah, quarter of my army was in scouts, so I deployed five units. Mm-hmm. More than a quarter of my army was in scouts. And then I only had three brigades to deploy, and they all deployed in the same square.
Because that's what you rolled.
And then two of my three characters went into that square.
Yeah.
And then the final character went into a square on his own.
Yeah.
But there was no unit anywhere near him. Yeah. So you're carrying, get an order on a nine.
Yeah.
Go and eat that, which could have been the general.
Could have been
the general.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. So that's no good. That has to be done. It's like, fair enough. We don't want you can't have a non-game.
Yeah, you can't have a game that you don't even roll a dice. Yeah,
exactly. It's no good. So, but that's cool. The point of this being a beta, or whatever you want to call it, alpha,
is that
you can change it. It's not, until the date is January 1st, this is not official yet. As in, like, it's our playtest.
Yeah.
And that was, okay, so we tried this, that needs to change, let's make that, we made the change. And it'll be the same with as we play them. Like we see more changes. What would have been good if Barry had rolled a brigade into the corner that was exposed? It'd have been a long distance away from the rest of his army because I was either side of it.
Yeah.
And there'd have been a long distance play. And it's a shame because that if that had happened, that would have been really quite significant. I think because
your general stuck there.
Yeah.
With a brigade.
Yeah.
Because now it's a brigade. It could have been a unit back in the day.
You're looking like 50 centimeters off from the other rest of your
minimum.
From the scouts of the rest of the army.
Yeah, from the scouts. So imagine you flick the character in with the Carrion and then manage to get onto that brigade. You could still win the game early.
Yeah. But it's worth. That is at least a game. So that didn't happen.
So what did happen? You won first turn.
I got first turn, I couldn't. I failed the command rolls to hide from the cannons that had set up in range of my chariot. Sadly, I'd started off on two sides of Barry's army already, front and his flank.
Yeah.
And I was like, right, I need.
Well, you had both flanks.
Yeah, I need to lap round this dwarf. Yeah, I need to lap round this army. Basically, I had a trap ready to go. I just failed to ever properly spring it because I just didn't get the orders on my guys. The intention was there, and sadly, Tomb King Infantry is just so bad that it's like it just got beat up.
So you, first turn, you took off my gyrocopter.
Yes,
because that was set up right in the corner, right in the middle of the board,
doing a job
to push you back.
Yeah,
but then right within range of your stuff to just blow it away, which they did.
Mm-hmm. So. I really enjoyed the game. Like, War Masters is a great game, and this is a good scenario, I think. Like, it's definitely, and we played it. So basically, to cut a long story short, Barry won 12-3, and played it in time as well.
Yeah,
it was. We did this on the clock. Yeah, like in all of it on the clock, and Barry finished with 20 minutes left.
So the interesting thing was how quick the game felt.
Yeah,
because
it was fast.
Even though I was surrounded, I managed to pick off one complete flank, just took the whole thing away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when I started to re-engage with your centre, mm-hmm. I was only needing a few units to win.
Yeah.
And what you will notice playing scenarios is how important good infantry is.
Yeah, definitely.
And although they don't hit hard, they're resilient.
Yeah, dwarfs. I mean, luck was with you with the dice, I would say. I mean, like, but equally, yeah, they crushed, you know, me. Like, there was a position where I held between two scenery pieces. I put three units of skeletons in column and with a fourth one in line just behind them. And it's like, right. And, like, the whole point of that is a delaying force to give me time to get round the army and come at the dwarves from all angles. And Barry, you know, attacked it head on and mowed through it quite easily, really. Yeah. And I was like, bloody hell.
So what I learned from Nick is don't ever set skeletons in column. They have to be live.
Yeah.
So you only give two away a turn.
Yeah,
you kill one, you kill another one, and then you have to back off.
Yeah, then you have to back off. Yeah, you're right.
So that would have been
a better option, because you want fights in your turn.
And you're not getting any, because stuff's already dead.
Yeah, exactly. You want fights in your turn to raise more skeletons. To just continue to raise more skeletons.
So the early game went well for Paul. But the mid-game, the quality of the infantry.
Yeah, mid and late game
much.
Was all Barry. Yeah, I did have a turn where I only made one order, I think. Yeah, the general, Tim King, only made one order.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah. But it was good. I mean, like, the point of playing it was putting the scenario through the mill, and we found one change it needed. And aside from that, yeah, we've got a game, we've got a scenario there that is running quicker than a regular game is. Like, and then a regular battle line.
Right, so what's the story, what's happening at the... Because we haven't got much to talk about. What's the story happening at the weekend? Who's coming and when is it?
So originally this weekend was going to be the day...
And one more thing. Oh. Paul reckons we've been playing for a year now.
Yes, we have. Well, I've been tracking.
I'm going to make him tally up the scores, getting his Lannister Book of Grudges.
So we need a running total, do we?
No, it's just funny, because you keep them, I don't keep them.
All right, okay. But now you do, now you want to know. Right, okay. This weekend was going to be the date that... we set to play hope that event at the Derby War Game Show. Didn't happen because we couldn't get enough players to run the event. Never mind. So instead, the guys that were going to get involved in it, Jim and Alex, are coming down here, and Sherwin's going to be joining us. Yeah, like, I'm teaching him. He wants to come along on
What's
Sunday.
What's he going to use?
Ogres. Yeah, because he wants. Obviously, he's going to kickstart your. Your ogre.
He'll enjoy ogres.
I think so.
Because they push the boundary. They do. Because your basic infantry are like dwarf warriors. They're hard as nails.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you actually prefer them to dwarf warriors. Is that true? Can I say that?
What?
You prefer ogre warriors, ogre bulls, to dwarf warriors.
Yes. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just because of the damage output.
Yeah, exactly. So Sherwin's playing and Nick's playing as well. So there's five of us. So we're going to meet at 40K on the Sunday. And we're going to be there the whole day, 11 till 5:30.
My daughter's birthday is the Sunday.
We've got
on a Saturday, but I might be able to do something.
But I asked, because you said you were either free Saturday night.
Well, I know I'm free Saturday night, because we're going to the... We've got a party all day with my daughter, and she goes to bed.
Yeah,
but
the point, I mean, the thing was, is Jim and Alex are both free.
Right.
And if we needed two tables, it had to be at an independent gaming store as a venue. We do... need two tables, because there's five of us now who are free to play, so we need to go. It needs to be at venue at 40K,
right?
And if Jim, because Alex lives in Saffron Walden, like, that, you know, it's probably better to do one day rather than stretch it out over two.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what we're gonna do. I intend to, if I get all the games I want, I would like to play Jim and Alex individually, and I want to teach Sherwin. It's all good, because get three games in, maybe even four if one goes quick, you know?
Right. All on the scenario, yeah? Apart from Sherwin's one.
Well, Sherwin's one, I'll teach him in battle line. I'll see what he wants to do. But, like, because I think that he'd be coming at it from the point that he's going to want to play in our events at 40K, which are going to use this scenario pack. So I think maybe from the start he'll want to be using the scenario pack. Okay. Up to him. I'll give him the option.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants to use ogres, so that's easily done. I'll take down Skaven and Vampire.
Let him play Skaven. He'll eat through those clan rats like no tomorrow. Smash. Ogre smash.
And I'll probably take Vampire Counts as well, I think. Or maybe Empire. We'll play games all off the scenario pack. Because I definitely want Jim and Alex to play... use this scenario pack and see what they think. If they come up with any changes.
See, Jim commented about the ghouls.
I disagree.
disagree.
Yeah, I want ghouls.
So what are ghouls again?
Three nothing.
Oh my god.
They're cheap and they're alive.
It doesn't matter, it's like chaff. It's more chaff.
Yeah, but it's just spending points on that chaff.
Bring Greyguard or something.
I have.
Well, bring more. 335 is so much better than 330.
Well, you pay points for that.
Oh, good.
But their ghouls are alive.
What difference does that make? That's a bad thing.
It's a good thing.
Because they get to remember that game. They got to initiative charge, but nothing went with them, and they just got slaughtered.
Yeah, but if they had gone with them,
they'd still get slaughtered. They still get slaughtered.
But anyway, jury's out there.
The jury's not out.
So that's good. I'm definitely gonna get three games in over Sunday, and hopefully Sherwin enjoys himself, and he can borrow the ogres and win.
That's what he does.
We'll see.
It won't be long if he actually gets involved in the game, starts playing, because he's that way inclined, you know, his brain's that way wired.
Yeah,
it won't be long before he's giving Alex a run for his money.
Well, I did say to him, you should play Alex because he's the man to beat. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I mean, it's all good because what we can do then is we can have two games going on at once, and and then just rotating in as they finish up and stuff, and keep it all. Yeah, is it like many eyes? I need Jim and Alex's eyes on these scenarios and see if they come up with anything. I think that should change, and we'll make those little changes, etc.
So, what's the story on Saffermold, and how far are you away now? About 5 weeks, 6 weeks.
It's on the Remembrance weekend, so it's the
11th,
Saturday the 11th.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are you taking, Skaven? So it's plenty of clan rats still need picking up. Plenty of clan rats. What's that? I can see the token. 15 units still. Yeah.
Yes, they will be done.
It's funny how quickly you got to the point where there's only clan rats, and how slowly.
If you see me suddenly painting the second unit of rat ogres in a doom wheel, so I've got less clan rats to do, you know that I'm admitting defeat.
So how many would that save?
That would take out six units of clan rats, those two units.
So you're down to 10 plus your other two.
Yeah.
That's 12 units. That's more reasonable. Yeah. That's your original list. Yeah. That was your original list before you got six more units.
Yeah. So I will keep doing it.
Makes me laugh. I keep coming in every week. I say, how many have you painted? Oh, none.
Oh, well, if you're talking about that, what about all the job things that...
Oh, don't go on about my job list, man. I got you some high elves today.
Yes, you did. You managed that.
Still looking for your Rupert card.
Yeah. And the cut the wood. Do the eBay stuff. Jeez.
I'm sure there's more than that, but yeah, whatever. But it's good. Good. I'm going to be taking, I don't know, probably Lizardmen.
You're lying.
They're very forgiving.
I mean, the Saffron Warden event is two random rounds followed by a third Swiss. It's all battle line. It's all regular games, and it's round timings. So as in,
it's not Swiss, is it? The first two are not Swiss.
It's not Swiss. No. So... that means I'd take a different list than I would to our event. If I was taking Skaven to our one in January, it would be different from the Skaven list I'm going to run at Saffron Walden, because I know the criteria of the event that's going into. But we'll see. I mean, I might even take Skaven to that. Who knows?
Mm. What I like about Lizardmen is how strong the infantry is.
Mm.
And the car, everything's strong.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no chaff, apart from the obvious chaff, which you just hide and pray it never gets engaged with.
Yeah.
And you only take the minimum of them. Yeah. In the same way as nobblers, but... God old nobblers, man.
Yeah.
Half of me hates them. But you have to take them in ogres, you have to.
Are we talking about Blackgate miniatures now?
Oh, yeah, are we?
Well, is it like, because that's that part of, like, that's the questions I've got for you.
Oh, right, go on then. So Blackgate Miniatures, we've only got... It launches on the 3rd of October, my Ogre Kickstarter.
Yeah.
So today is the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 1, 2, 3... 5 days' time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's exciting times. Yep. So everything's in place. It's just about how much money there is. And
what are your buy-ins? What do you get for your money? What levels?
Alright, so somebody came back to me and said that Kickstarter has to be round numbers. Yep. So you can't have like units priced at £7.50. No. It doesn't work.
No.
Everything gets rounded up.
Yeah.
So I had to put the first level at £9 to leave me room to do some stuff with the
so
other.
So £9, what do you get?
A unit.
One unit of ogres. Yeah.
It's
go.
It's comparative.
Yeah,
comparative
no, I'm just, price, just spake it out to me. Yeah.
And then, so next level up would be four units for £32.
9, 18, 27, 36, a saving. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like £8 a unit.
Yeah.
And then the next level up would be like, it would be eight units for £60.
Ooh.
So that's £7.50.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you can buy in and there's going to be stretch goals and blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah.
So the first one to unlock at 1,000 would be warriors.
Yeah.
And,
armored warriors.
No, regular warriors.
Regular warriors, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because somebody advised me they're more useful in other lists, potentially.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because you might have, like, Dogs of War, you might want some for that. Yeah. You might have Chaos, want some for that.
Yeah.
Because they're quite hard to get any ogres. So then the next unlock would be the armored warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And then cannoneers.
But isn't the first, isn't, I don't know, hang on, the first, that's what you're buying is regular warriors, isn't it?
What?
So what are you, you're unlocking something you're already buying?
No, the first, if it doesn't get £1,000, it doesn't fund.
Oh, right. Oh, so there's nothing to buy. Oh, I see. Right,
you can't buy anything.
What, did you give the money back then?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
But if it can't fund £1,000, then there's no market for ogres.
Yeah.
Because...
So the first unlock, and thus funded, is warriors.
Yeah, and if you look, a basic... You can pay up to £80 for a single 18mm model. Sculpted, and you've got to do nine of them.
So that's
£720 in sculpting.
You've gone over the problems of it.
So if there isn't £1,000 for ogres, then there ain't no market for ogres. Don't waste your time on ogres.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to sculpt them for free.
Yeah. Okay.
And get somebody to do the art for free.
Yeah. Okay. So and then what's the next unlocks?
So you'd have armored warriors,
which is at
2,000.
2,000. Yeah.
So that gives you, when you buy your plate, so say I'm going to buy eight units.
Yeah.
And then you can obviously subscribe for more units, but the basic plate, say I'm going to buy eight. Now you can have four armoured warriors. Then the next unlock is cannoneers.
Yep.
So obviously, you might want some cannoneers, you might not. And then at 4,000.
So that would mean changes your buying of eight units, you can mix them up.
Yeah, anything you want. And you can obviously purchase more or whatever. Yeah. And later on, people have suggested that if we get deep into the funding, you can have like an army deal where you maybe put like more money, maybe £100, and you get like a specific army list. And so then the next one's characters. Now, characters are a really awkward one.
Yeah.
Because, as it is with most game systems, the character models don't sell a lot.
No, because you only need one set.
But they cost a lot.
Yes, because they're individuals.
So it's like, it's one of those ones that you couldn't do it too early on because it all costs and hardly any comeback.
Yeah.
So then maybe they're going to be £5 for four, but they're four individual sculpts. It'd be like two shamans and two like leaders.
Yeah, that's probably that's probably all you're going to use, aren't you, in an ogre list?
Yeah,
like, that would probably be the character selection anyway.
Yeah, but there'll be some more released later on. That's the minimum you'd need. Yeah. You'd have maybe like a couple of leaders and a couple of shamans.
So realistic, like fun, as in what are you hoping to get? What do you hope will happen?
Hopefully people want ogre armies. I know I wanted a bloody ogre army. I couldn't find one. So somebody, so hopefully people say like...
But amongst friends here, there's already, I can name a few people who are willing to do it, aren't they?
Yeah, well, fine. But if like the £60 level, say, you don't only need like, not many of those, 15, 16, and that would fund the first level.
Yeah.
But then you've got to get further in to kind of start unlocking.
That's the excitement of it.
And then there's a free tyrant model.
Yep.
So the Samar on the website by Christian Swagger. Really nice.
Swagger!
Big nipple with a big nipple piercing. It's a good looking model. Yep. That's going to be free to everybody who pledges the Ogre Chieftain level, which is like the £60 level.
Yeah, that's what I'd do.
So that's completely free. So that's all cost for me.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the sculpting, the art, everything. So that's free. And then later on there'll be like... woolly mammoth riders, characters on woolly mammoths, greenlings. Everything's going to be there.
Yeah. So everything in the ogre list is going to be there as a potential.
In my ogre list, for the alternative game system. Alternative 10mm game system. Which may or may not be compatible with another 10mm war game out there.
Of course, yeah. Big futures here. So this goes well. It funds, it does well.
Yeah.
What will you do next with Blackgate miniatures?
Find another range to do. So I don't know what it would be, but it would be something. It would be something northern, because my game's going to be around the north.
Barbarians?
Kings. I think there's a really lovely set of barbarians.
Yes, there is.
Out,
yeah,
so
yeah,
I wouldn't worry about barbarians.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what you'd use a single unit of barbarians. I don't know, one type, isn't it? So you need a range.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they say you were going to do Norse, but you'd need a range of Norse figures. One type's not enough.
Yeah. Yeah,
and this is where it gets really expensive, because there's got to be a market. You can't just pay $5,000 on sculpting
if there's
no market.
Yeah, yeah, of course. You've got to find if there is a market.
And willing to cover the $5,000 in sculpting plus all the production.
I don't see you do wood elves, personally. Yeah, I'd like that. What else?
Well, you have to look at Eureka.
Yeah, of course.
There might be a range that's already got it.
Yeah. What elf race?
Like some kind of evil dwarfs, maybe.
Ooh. Yeah, Chaos Dwarves, definitely.
I don't know about what they're called. Evil Dwarves, I think. They're Dark Dwarves.
Evil Big-Hatted Dwarves.
What was the name of the...
Yeah, fuck everything else. Like,
what was the name of the things?
Hashut.
Hashut. That the name of... There was some kind of ancient civilization that had the big hats. There is.
What, in real life?
In real life. Yeah, everything comes from real life.
I don't know.
They obviously weren't evil dwarves.
Turkish or something?
But they had like some Eastern Mediterranean shenanigans. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so good stuff. Mm-hmm. So something like that, and the 10mm rule set, which will be year 3. So year 1, ogres, year 2, something else, evil dwarfs maybe, year 3, a rule set.
Ah.
In 10mm.
Right, okay.
And a box set maybe.
Yeah, wow.
And then the pipe dreams.
Pipe dreams.
But yeah, definitely a rule set.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's good, and then onwards and upwards.
Onwards and upwards.
So I don't think I'm going to reinvent the wheel.
But why pace yourself back over so long? What if it's really successful? What will you do stuff quicker?
Because it's me.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I know. I have a limited amount of responsibilities in the world. Yeah, just 3 kids and a house and stuff. But, and at least initially, I have to be able to cope with the demand.
Yeah, I get it.
I've said, as a risk for the Kickstarter, it's apart from it not funding, it's funding so well that I have to...
You can't keep up with demand.
Yeah, I have to do something about demand, which I can do, obviously, because you have to have contingency plans. But, at the moment, I've got everything I need. I've got all the art, I've got sculpting, got everything on board.
Good.
So let's see how it goes next Monday. Exciting times. But if you don't risk,
I'm sure you're going to advertise.
I'm not planning on being Tony Blair, by the way.
I'm sure you're going to advertise it on social media when it goes live.
Well, we'll have on Monday.
Yeah, exactly. That's so fun. I'll be clicking.
If you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly bear.
With Kickstarter, it doesn't feel like you're spending money anyway.
Really?
Until it's just funded.
If it doesn't fund, it doesn't fund.
Yeah.
But somebody said that if you pledge and then stuff unlocks, then you can increase your pledge. So that's going to be the idea.
Yeah.
Hopefully people commit maybe for 4 units.
Yeah.
And then as stuff unlocks, they kind of commit.
Well, I'm your mate. I'll go in at the end.
Going big. Right. So, excellent. So what else we got to talk about, Mr. Paul?
I don't think there's anything else, is there?
Okay.
I mean, it's exciting times for Warmaster.
Evolve or die.
We are evolving. And it looks like we've got... What do we want to do next episode?
Same again.
Same again, isn't it?
Roll the 5.
So we're going to fit in 1, 2, 3, 4... We've still got a bit of time until...
6 weeks, I think.
Like we've got plenty of time. I guess we roll again, don't we?
Yeah, roll again. I like dwarves. I think they're solid. Anybody that belly aches about dwarves, I think you need to try them in these scenarios.
Play again.
Play again, yeah. Stop being so precious. I mean, alright, they don't have a unit of flyers, right? And they don't have cavalry, right? But they got some good stuff.
Yeah.
And they got Command 10.
Yeah.
And that means a lot. Dane was awesome.
I'll probably then use High Elves, because I haven't used High Elves against you yet.
See, High Elves I like, but I think they might struggle opposite.
Yeah. Have you got a dragon? A High Elf dragon?
Yeah, of course.
I'll have to borrow it off you.
Yeah.
Because I looked again at the dragon. Yeah, last night I thought, I'll do a dragon rider list. And I looked again at the dragon.
The 300 point one.
Yeah, I was like, can't. And then I read the blurb saying, like, this was kind of like a freebie because we made a dragon as a character mount.
Just fluff.
It's kind of fluff. It like, doesn't really fit in the game kind of thing. And I was like, and I was looking, and, but not for the reasons they said. It was like, we didn't want to make it too dominating. And I was just like, this dragon's rubbish. You know, like, that ain't going to dominate. That's gonna lose you points.
It's like such a new yeah. thing. It's like Eric floating around with this dragon. And he just goes, oh, just shoot it off. Oh, yeah. It's dead. It's like, what was that? Yeah. My cannon's just opened up and it's gone, bye, dragon.
My dragon. Yeah.
Just horrible, horrible.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll probably use high elves next. Because...
Okay, no, high elves are good. But I think, yeah, what you'll need to focus on is having enough quality infantry to do stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's really easy to build like a cavalry heavy, like all in the air, minimum infantry, but then they can't do what they need to do.
Yeah. I was thinking of 4 units of spearmen, 4 units of archers.
You sure you don't need any more archers? I've got a couple more.
I've got plenty of archers.
It's like the bad penny getting rid of my archers. Nobody wants them.
Yeah.
As good as they are. Because, what, are they 75 points or something ridiculous?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez, man.
They hit on threes.
Good luck with that. Still got no armour. Well, six
armour. Six.
How did armour six go for you today?
Not well.
Good old armour six. Anyway, so wait, if you want to hit us up, Facebook page or warmaster.podcast@googlemail.com.
Yep.
Don't be a stranger if you want to get some ogres. It's now or never. I won't be doing this again if it doesn't at least get to the minimum level.
I really hope you get your grand.
Listen, mate. It ain't even worth the time or effort. If I can't get a grand, I'll be happy to walk away and just keep what I've done and just have the bits mopped.
Yeah, fair enough. But I really hope you get your grand.
Okay. Well, anyway, so that was Warmaster Podcast episode 34.
Yeah.
Wow, with Paul and Barry.
Yeah.
Well, evolve or die.
Evolve or die.
Bye. Yeah.